Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Senate revives Wyoming school funding bill after House rejects measure. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Wyoming lawmakers are taking another shot at updating the state's public school funding model after the Senate unanimously introduced a revised version of the bill on Friday. According to WyoFile, the measure, Senate File 81, comes just days after a nearly identical proposal failed introduction in the House by a single vote. Senator Tim Salazar of Riverton, who co-chairs the Select Committee on School Finance Recalibration, said he was surprised by the House outcome and emphasized the Senate's role in keeping the process alive. Wyoming is constitutionally required to fund public education, and lawmakers must reevaluate the funding formula every 5 years. The recalibration process determines everything from teacher salaries and class sizes to mental health services in all 48 school districts. The effort carries added urgency after a 2025 court ruling found Wyoming was not adequately funding its schools and must make changes to comply with the state constitution. Educators have voiced concerns about provisions that could increase class sizes and require participation in the state health insurance plan. Wyoming Education Association President Kim Amon said the current proposal still does not fully reflect the real cost of educating students. The bill now moves to the Senate Education Committee for further review as lawmakers work to develop a funding plan that meets legal requirements and addresses concerns from educators and districts statewide. Wyoming lawmakers advance bills targeting gambling loopholes and machines in grocery stores. Two Wyoming Senate bills aimed at tightening gambling laws and removing gaming machines from grocery stores are moving forward after advancing out of committee on Friday. According to the Wyoming Tribune-Eagle, the Senate Revenue Committee approved Senate File 44, which would close what lawmakers call a loophole, allowing illegal gambling operations to masquerade as private social games. Senator John Kolb of Rock Springs said the bill clarifies that gambling must involve genuine social relationships and cannot be organized for profit. State gaming officials testified that some businesses have exploited the law by running poker rooms and other games under the guise of social clubs, making enforcement difficult. The committee also approved Senate File 46, which would restrict skill-based gambling machines in liquor establishments, truck stops, and smoke shops, effectively banning them from grocery stores once the current permit expires. Lawmakers cited concerns about minors accessing the machines in public retail settings. Gillette Senator Troy McEwen declared a conflict of interest on the grocery store bill due to his liquor license ownership and did not vote. Supporters say the legislation will protect consumers and close illegal gambling loopholes, while some industry representatives warned about impacts on businesses. Both bills now head to the full Senate for further debate. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.